The Bush administration is promoting embryo adoption, where one infertile couple donates their leftover embryos to another. The embryos come from women undergoing in vitro fertilization. A dozen eggs are usually fertilized in hopes of getting one that's healthy enough to produce a baby. Supporters want to steer couples away from destroying the embryos or donating them for stem cell research. Sue Armacost is with Wisconsin Right to Life. She says if any leftover embryos can produce life, they should.
Parents of these embryos don't know what to do with the spare embryos. Say that they have had their child through in vitro fertilization. There are a number of embryos left over. Do they donate that child to research where it will be destroyed? Do they freeze the child? These are questions that the parents just simply don't know what they're going to do, and this gives them a life-affirming option where those embryos can be given a chance to be born.
Armacost says legislation encouraging human embryo adoption in Wisconsin will be reintroduced in the legislature's next session. Human embryo adoption does have its critics. Abortion rights supporters worry the Bush administration wants to lay the groundwork for giving embryos full legal rights. That would make it easier to declare abortion illegal. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.